So to a discussion we had yesterday, it's a rule of the road. When a celebrity drops into a national discussion, it changes the conversation. All right.
Okay.
You got to accept that.
Given.
But when it is a conversation about racial identity, it can feel like more than just a drop, maybe a little more like a bucket, you know, being dropped into the conversation. Halle Berry did just that in an interview with Ebony magazine. She talked about her ugly child custody battle. Her daughter's father is white. Berry is of mixed race herself, said to Ebony, quote, "I feel like she," her, referring to her daughter, "is black. I'm black, and I'm her mother, and I believe in the one-drop theory," end quote. The one-drop theory, of course, being
the one-drop rule, that if you have one drop of African-American blood, you are legally black.
Right? An old doctrine from the Jim Crow era. Well, we discussed this yesterday, and listeners, hello, got involved.
Caroline from Boston, if the one-drop rule were still in effect, this would be a predominantly black country.
Good point.
Good point. Greg from Detroit said, the mixed race tag is the new one-drop tag of the post-racial era. Race trumps everything in America. In our nation, every ethnic group in America, there's a language that refers to black Americans as the N-word. There's an interesting thought from Greg. Nick from Cliffside Park, New Jersey, gave us a call.
To derive your sense of identity from an external feature, such as skin color or eye color, etc., it's insane. If there is a human race in 1,000 years, it'll be because we've learned how not to do that and to see that our unique individuality is who we are, not our external characteristics.
We've been getting a lot of responses on Facebook as well. I wrote a blog about this, and I've gotten a lot of comments directed straight to me, you know, very helpful, hoping to help me, you know, deal with my own mixed heritage. Gabriel from Boston writes, Halle Berry's not alone in her views. Ask anybody if we have a black president, and the answer will be yes. Not since early in the campaign for president has Barack Obama been of mixed race. When we claim him as black, aren't we expressing a variation on the one-drop theme?
You know,
it's a great comment.
Going back to Nick's comment there, you know, based on the trouble we've had with race in America, is race an external characteristic, or is it internal in some sense?
Well, I posit, my theory is that race really is a lived experience. There is no, remember, there's no real proven genetic basis for the idea of race. I mean, just scientifically, we can't find any common African-American
right.
gene.
Although your sense of identity comes from inside. Brandon in Poteau, Oklahoma on Facebook says, I think being black or white is more of a cultural thing than something defined by your DNA these days. I think it matters more which cultural traditions a person was raised in than their skin tone. What do you think of that?
I agree. I entirely agree.
Jed the Fish, too, on our site. He's part fish. There's no race, only ethnicity. Arguments about race always fall apart into meaninglessness, or in this case, controversial statements, because race doesn't exist except as a false label. When people talk about race, they need to be corrected so that you can have an intelligent discussion, although that's asking a lot.
Yeah, you know, we have gotten such incredible comments, as we always do, and we want more of them from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org if you have something to say.
Ben from Westland, Michigan has this one. This is a whole segment right here. It's nice to be able to be black for convenience, but I am black every day. I mean real black, African black.
Although when you start
black
getting into
for convenience,
and when you start getting into definitions of black by other nations' definition, that's a whole different ball of wax.
But do you play it both ways? I mean, do you sometimes act more black for convenience depending on the situation? What's Ben saying there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he's saying it must be nice to be Halle Berry and be able to choose how you're labeled.
Well, it's nice to be Halle Berry for a whole variety of reasons. You know how to weigh in with us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.